Although Sudanese law criminalizes female genital mutilation, some communities still practice the gender-based violence and continue to marry off their daughters as young as 10 years old. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus in Khartoum over the weekend, Nahed Jabrallah, executive director of the local NGO Sima Santa, says her office has documented dozens of FGM cases being carried out by families.
The FGM and child marriage in Sudan are practices that violate the rights of child and their human rights. One in every three marriages in Sudan is a child marriage. And by law, the marriage age is still 10 years in accordance with Article 40 of the Personal Status Act.
In 2020, the Sudanese transitional government abolished the controversial Public Order Act in effect under long-time President Omar al-Bashir that restricted how women dressed in public. Jabrallah says, to make the matter worse, the October 2021 military coup interrupted efforts put by national and international partners to monitor and advocate for the full implementation of the new law that criminalizes the FGM and exacerbated the practice in Sudan. And she says a program aimed at beefing up law enforcement to curb the practice of FGM was suspended after the coup.
The security, political, and economic situation in Sudan has negatively affected the social life, which also increases violations generally, and in particular child marriage. We have a long way to go as child marriage is still widely practiced across the country.
Suleyma Al-Khalifa, the head of GBV department at Sudan Social Department Ministry, confirms many communities still practice FGM despite a ban on the practice. Khalifa could not provide VOA with the specific figures, but says many cases go undocumented because communities fear sharing information about practicing female genital mutilation due to social stigma.
Sharing the reports numbers is not something that they actually used to do. It's everybody keep the report to themselves unless it's done by with the UN agencies or organization, then they have to publish it. But most of the reports remain in the drawers and nobody knows about it.
Najat Al-Assad, who heads the Protection Department at Sudan's National Council for Child Welfare, said her office is working with other institutions to ensure that all children are protected and their rights are respected. Al-Assad describes criminalizing FGM as a milestone.
After 1 year of pressure on the authorities and after the success of the December's revolution in Sudan, we managed to enact a law that criminalizes the practice of FGM in Sudan. And this one is a huge milestone towards protecting the rights of girls.
Last year, the Sudanese government amended Article 141 of the Personal Status Act to criminalize female genital mutilation, making it punishable by not less than 3 years imprisonment. In Sudan, it is still legal for families to marry off a girl as young as 10 years old. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.